Head coach Dan DeSilva is here now.
Thank you.
As we have the live interview segment, the presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. I would have to guess that about the only thing you would be unhappy with tonight might be the result, and that might be about it.
Yeah, absolutely. The goalie played well. We deserve better. End of story.
Yeah. What turned it around? What ended up happening that you weren't able to come up with the victory? Because you seemed to have it nicely in hand.
Their goalie saved pucks.
Yeah.
We didn't capitalize on our chances. We had, I don't know, I have to watch it back, but we deserve better, straight up. We worked our butt off, created opportunities. We were the better team through most of the game and just weren't rewarded. So game on tomorrow. Let's go.
Yeah. Adam?
Yeah, and I mean, just as far as the physicality of the team, it seems like so many guys stepped up, like Harsanyi's hitting guys on the forecheck, Tanner Scott, Willie James, that whole line, just it seemed like everyone's stepping up their game this time of year.
Yeah, there's nothing else I can ask of them. They're giving everything they have. They want it just as much as anybody in this room or in the stands or whatever. They want it more than anyone, and they're doing everything they can in their power to get it. And it's frustrating right now, but we're gonna learn from it. We're going to move on, and we're going to go do the same effort tomorrow, and hopefully we capitalize on our chances.
Three 20-year-olds got honored at the end of the game. Just maybe a comment on each one of them.
Yeah, I mean, Tanner had him for a short time, but he's come in, and you know, he's got a bubbling personality. Guys love him. They're drawn to him right away. Obviously, he's played a lot of hockey in this league, and so he leads by example out there. Comes to the rink with a smile on his face every day. Graydon's been unbelievable for us over the past couple of years. A really high IQ, offensive, talented, skilled defenseman who can play both ends of the rink. A guy we trust immensely and can play in all situations. And then Ben Saunderson, like, where do you start, man? I love that kid. Been with him since day one through here the last 4 years. And, you know, we've gotten to be quite tight over our time here, and just a great leader. Yeah, I think that he deserves more in his hockey career. Honestly, I feel like NHL teams and scouts are missing out on him, and I just hope that he keeps going. I know he's going to school next year in Quinnipiac, and I think that's a great opportunity for him to keep showing what he's capable of, and whatever he does in his life, he's going to be successful at.
The result tonight means that whoever wins tomorrow gets first place in the East Division and the second seed. I mean, that's as good as it can get as far as the final game of the regular season goes.
Yeah, man, it's going to be fun.
How do you go about making sure, though? I mean, this is a bit of a deflating loss. It's tough. You've mentioned it's the emotion is pretty raw right now in the dressing room. How do you get them to bounce back? I mean, you've been doing it all year long, so
yeah.
Really there's no real great secret to it.
That's another day. When we show up tomorrow, the sun's going to come up, and we come back to work, and we get ready to go to PA and play the bad guy role, which we've done a great job all year. We played well on the road. We played well in big games. We're used to it. We've been in one-goal hockey games all year long. Let one go tonight, but tomorrow will be different.
All right, Coach, thanks for this. Look forward to tomorrow.
Thank you.
Head coach Dan DeSilva of the Saskatoon Blades.